Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Joe at rt.ie under the heading can sue, won't sue. Grainne Briscoe, what happened to you, Grainne? I'm reading the first line. It's pretty catastrophic what happened. You fell under a moving train.
I did, yes. In September 1983, I was on my way to my friend's wedding. Mm-hmm. And I was with her sister. We were on our way to it was in France. We were on our way to the hairdressers.
Right.
And we were running along the platform, rushing, you know, to get out of the station. And I slipped and I fell under a moving train.
What? And is this the metro or...?
No, it was a train. It was in Versailles.
Come on, hang on. You slipped.
Yeah, and my feet, and I slid towards the train.
And did you see the train coming towards you?
Well, no, I kind of was sideways, you know. No, the train was already, like, I came out the side of it, not in the front of the train. I didn't fall in front under it. I fell in sideways. So my two legs went in, and I got jammed then by the step of at the door on one side. Then I got dragged along, between the train and the platform, and then I got flipped over completely. Now imagine I was flipped in that space and my head never hit.
And what did you think was happening?
Well, I assumed I was going to die, because to what other outcome was it? So I kind of was accepting that.
Could you hear people screaming?
Yeah, I could hear all the people screaming on the platform.
And did the train driver hear people screaming? How did the train stop?
The train stopped, yes.
Yeah.
But I was now, for some moments, I don't know how long, going along, and my two legs were up. And that's all the people could see, was my two legs being dragged along. And my head, the wheel was spinning around at my head, you know. Mm. And then when the train stopped,
yes,
and I fell completely down and I was now lying, like, by the track, I kind of assumed I was dead, because I was going to die, if you know what I mean. So I assumed I was dead. And then I heard all
that
people...
And that heaven was a train station. That is the most incredible story. You're running.
I know, isn't it? Yeah.
What age are we growing at this age?
I was 20.
You're running.
Yeah.
Was it an oily slick? What did you trip? Did you trip over a gap? Did your shoe go from under?
I'd say shoes might have been slippy or something like that. I really don't know.
So you trip, you roll down between a moving train and the platform.
Yeah. Okay. And I was dragged along.
Yeah, that's what I mean. The moving train, how did the moving train grab you, so to speak?
The gap was too wide. You know the mind, the gap thing?
Yeah,
I mean, that's for a reason. So the gap was too wide for a body to that I was able to go in. And the step then of the train jammed me, caught me. The step at the door.
Oh, and that's what was dragging you.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's what was dragging
your
me
head.
Back.
Your head is now lying on the ground, so to speak.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Are you bouncing off the gravel?
No, I was suspended. No, it was extraordinary. Like, and this was all probably only moments, seconds, I don't know.
And then the wheel, you could see the steel wheel.
The wheel of the train turning at my head, yeah.
How close to your head?
I don't know, it must have been right beside it, you know. Just whatever little gap there is between the wheel and the wall of the platform.
So the train train comes to a halt. You're now distended. Your legs are up in the air, so to speak.
No, I fell then, you see. My legs fell.
Oh, you dropped under the step.
I dropped down, completely, yeah.
And that's when you thought you'd died and gone to heaven.
Oh, but that's how I thought I was dead, yes. Yeah.
So what happened next?
And my last thought, because I thought I was dying, was in French. I was thinking in French, le jour du mariage de Manu, which was the day of Emmanuel's wedding. All I could think of was, I've ruined the wedding.
Yeah.
That's all I could think of. I wasn't thinking of my mother and my father and heaven and hell. I was just thinking of, I've ruined the wedding, you know? And then somebody came and caught me by the shoulders and lifted me up and put me standing on the platform. And next thing, there was a policeman. And sorry, the bride's sister was with me. Because I was doing the reading in the church, and there were 650 people come to this wedding. This was a huge, big society wedding. And all I could think of was, then you get this big adrenaline rush.
Yeah.
And I felt no pain. And all I had, was single-minded, we had to go to the hairdresser, and I had to go to the wedding. And a policeman came and said, you've got to go to hospital. And I said, no, I'm grand.
I've only fallen under a moving train. Don't be so hysterical. Qu'est-ce que c'est?
The people were hysterical, exactly. Everyone else was hysterical. And they were all coming over to touch me.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't believe it. And anyway, we came out and then I saw firemen and ambulances and fire engines. And I said to the policeman, I honestly, it wasn't that I was downplaying it. I genuinely didn't see the enormity of what had just happened, you know. Yeah. And I said to the policeman, I said, did something happen here? And he swept his hand out and he said, no, all of this is for you. And I said, no, we haven't time. And
he said, get me to the church on time.
Yeah, basically. So we got whipped off to the hospital. Yeah. X-ray. They said, we have to X-ray your head. I mean, you can't fall under a train and not, you know. So they strapped two of my fingers together, said I had a broken finger. And I had a bad friction burn from being dragged along, you see. And off we went to the hairdresser, went to the wedding, did the reading in the church. I was the bridesmaid-ish kind of witness as well, you see. So I had to sign the register and then she looked at my fingers and said, what happened to you? We were up on the altar signing the register, and then I told, and then there's the two of us crying up on the altar.
And did you do your reading in
en
français?
Yes.
And do you remember what it was?
Yeah, it was that famous lecture de la lettre de Saint Paul aux Épîtres, the letter of Saint Paul to the apostles. You know the one, the love is.
Oh yeah, love is not cruel or kind. Love has no seasons.
Yeah.
And love is being on the right track all the time, but preferably not under a moving train.
That was it. Yeah. But then we went along to the wedding, and the French are so dramatic. And then I was sitting in a chair like the miraculous one, and they were all coming over. They all wanted to touch my hand. Honestly,
You were saying the relic of Saint Therese of Lisieux.
I was. Relic, yes, yes.
And when did you go into shock?
Well, that evening then.
Yeah.
Well, it was more physical, really. The pain started to set in then and the legs seized up, you know. And the hard thing then was to ring home and tell my parents, you know, because then, of course, we were all upset and everything. And in all of that, yeah, I took one Valium tablet. Mm-hmm. And that was it. So then, of course, I was supposed to be, you know, back in the day, flights were really expensive and I used to travel a lot by ferry and that. So there was no way I was getting a ferry and a train. So I had to fly home and, and that was it. And I just
Two questions. One, when you thought you were going to die.
Yes.
Did your life flash before you?
No, okay. No. All that flashed before me was I've really messed up this wedding.
Okay, so we've now established by the age 20 that you'd led a pretty boring life. Woody Allen would say it was someone else's life that flashed before me. And secondly, Gran, did anyone say, given that you tripped, I don't know, was it your fault or not, but it is pretty dangerous, an exposed platform. Did anyone say, can sue, should sue?
Well, people asked me afterwards, and the reason there was fire brigades and ambulances there in jig time was because the person who had fallen in the week before had died, apparently.
At the same spot?
Yes, at the same, yes.
In the same way?
Well, I don't know, but...
Occasionally
people did say, would you not sue, but it never really entered the picture at all with us.
Oh, okay. No. CCTV... Yeah.
It probably wasn't in 1983.
Well, it might have been. On the train since?
Yes. So about 6 months later,
You do now travel inside the train?
I do. And you know, when there's a train, I do always stand behind the yellow line.
Okay. And, that is an incredible story, Gran Ibrisco. That is incredible. Somebody was looking after you. What did your did your family say, oh, that was St. Therese, that was...
No. Not really, no, but I do remember, though, when I came back, I was in college in Galway at the time, and I remember the chaplain saying, you were spared for greater things, and I thought, well, feck that, like, am I going to spend the rest of my life paying back for this, you know?
And have you? Speak freely. You have gone on to greater things, I'm sure, Grania. Yes,
I have.
Absolutely.
Yes, I have.
Absolutely. Well done. That's Grania Briscoe with that most miraculous story. Good to hear from you, Grania, and such good fettle. 5-1, double 5-1.